Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Millard, it's good that he's back. I'm back to Broadway again, but I promise it's not a Hamilton sermon. This one is not inspired by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Instead, we watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and all the Broadway shows came up, and Shiri started asking about what my favorite Broadway musical was. And I had to think back to, okay, which have I seen recently? Do I go with an old classic? I went with Wicked, because I think Wicked teaches us an important lesson that actually is very similar to our Torah portion this week. So the main characters in Wicked are Glinda and Elphaba, right? They're sisters. They don't get along the entirety of the play. It's about their very fraught relationship. But they have this moment towards the end where they sing, "Because I knew you, I have been changed for good." These two characters who start out as rivals, they judge each other on first impressions alone, progress throughout the story, and we see their relationship change. That's Jacob and Esav in our Parsha this week. So here's the backstory. It begins at their journey at birth. Esav is favored by one parent. Jacob is favored by the other parent. Jacob seems to win over the favor of his mother, and as such will just do anything she asks him to do, even if it means ruining his relationship with his own brother. So he takes away the blessing from Esav, and that makes Esav pretty angry. And the last time they see each other, Esav is about to kill Jacob. Fast forward to this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayishlach. The brothers are coming together again. And at this point, we're about 20 years later or so, we find them married, fathers, about to have their first impression. Now, it's weird in the Torah because when they meet, there's nothing but pleasantries happening. They look at each other and Jacob says, "Here, you take my flock. I have so much." And the other one says, no, I couldn't possibly. I have so much. You take from me." And they go back and forth with this. It feels almost like this forced peace because they're each trying to change or show that they've changed. Jacob actually makes the most convincing argument as you move on into the Parsha, chapter 33, verse 10 through 11. He says, "No, I pray, if you would do me this favor, accept from me this gift, because to see your face, I have seen the face of God, and you have received me favorably. Please accept my blessing, which has been brought to you, for God has favored me, and I have plenty." Jacob is really trying to show Esav that he's a changed individual. He asserts that because he has seen God, he has been changed for the better. The narrative actually tells us a little bit earlier that both Jacob and Esav feared the worst of this meeting. Jacob has all of these terrible dreams. He separates his family. He puts them on two different sides of the area. That way, if his brother's still mad at him, he'll only kill half his family. He's really not expecting the best. And Esav, again, has this emotion of anxiety about what might happen when they meet. But in this moment, they see what they have in common. They're both fathers. They have a family, they've grown up just fine, they both have plenty, and so they're able to figure out how to move on with each other and see that the other has changed. It actually goes on, Jacob extends a blessing to his brother. Remember, he stole the blessing, that was all his brother ever wanted. And then at the end of this meeting, Jacob says, "Esav, I want to give you a blessing. I've taken from you, and now I want to give back." They now have this better understanding that it's not too little, too late when you come back together. And it made me, I've been thinking about this relationship, Elphaba and Glinda, Jacob and Esav, because we're in the holiday season. There's a lot of family. There's a lot of dynamics that happen. Even in the best of families, there's still drama that can happen between siblings. My sister and I had a fight just on Thursday because she didn't like what time we were able to Skype. So we could say our hellos, right? We're 3,000 miles away, and we still can't figure out how to get along. But part of that is because we don't recognize how we've changed. Sibling relationships often see yourself stuck in that young, immature, adolescent version of yourself instead of as this grown-up. And Jacob and Esav are this model of when we actually look at each other, when we see that we can change, which is really hard to do, we can see the blessing that we receive from having family. And we're entering into this time of year where it's dark out. We get a little bit grumpy. We live in Portland, so seasonal affect disorder is actually a real thing. It's really hard to look for the good in some of these moments. But our parsha this week reminds us that we have to look for the ways in which our relationships can change us, the way that we're not stuck where we used to be, but how we can move forward. And that's what brings light into the season. Shabbat Shalom.